Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 38 of Soul Talk Podcast. It's just with me, Carla. I'm going to talk you through the full moon in Gemini, which is taking place on the 27th of November. I'm just recording today and it's the 26th of November, so I'm a wee bit late. But it's just to give you an overview of the full moon in Gemini and I'll talk a wee bit up front about the November energies, which I don't talk about a lot. It's actually all quite new to me. I didn't know that there was like a different energy for each month as such. But I've mentioned a few times on this podcast about my mentor and guide and friend Lee. Lee is soulselfmastery.com on her website and the same on socials and YouTube. So Lee does like more in-depth, a lot more in-depth overviews of the months, which are really, really interesting. And she does a video on this each month, so you can watch it on our YouTube and stuff. I'm just going to talk quite lightly about that and pull in a wee bit of the info, and then I'll go into the full moon in Gemini and a few other wee planetary changes and stuff that's happening. So just a massive disclaimer, I am not a astrologist. I'm doing these episodes really because I've done a few already with astrology with Emma Kathleen Bird. She's been great on a couple of the episodes talking about different moon readings and what's going on and all that. So massive thanks to Emma for her support on the podcast with those episodes. And these episodes are really just for, particularly this, you know, solo episode with me, who's definitely not an astrologer. It's really just for me to bring in some of my learnings of the moons and some of my insights and some insights from other people who are maybe a bit more established in this area, like Yasmin Boland, who I think is an astrologist, Farah Sadiq, I think, if I'm saying that right. I'll pop those two names in the notes and you can go off and find them on socials and stuff if you want to connect with them. And then Lee as well, who, you know, would do a lot of monthly energy readings and stuff. So just bringing a wee bit of like all of these experts' research and findings and analysis of the moon and the planets and stuff just into one short episode. Every time there's a full moon and a new moon, just so that you can get like a snappier overview of it and take it into your own life however you wish. So this particular episode, I'm just gonna as I say, talk a wee bit about the November energies, and then I'll go into talking about the full moon in Gemini. So I'll keep it nice and snappy. So the November overview, which we're kind of, November's pretty much over, but just like some of this information might help explain to you why you may have been faced with some of the challenges that you've been faced with during November, or why you might be feeling how you're feeling and stuff like that. So Lee really goes heavy on how feminine and masculine energy and the balance of the feminine and masculine energy have been quite prominent during November, and the feminine being that the feminine energy is the moon and the masculine energy is the sun. So our feminine energy that lies within us all, it's completely irrelevant to gender or sex, and it's basically our nurturing energy, our emotions, vulnerability, sensitivity, our intuition and compassion, So it's the water element, and it's our ability to flow and to be. And then that's the feminine. And then the masculine is this fire energy, the fire element, the passion, the analytical thinking, the practical approach, our logical mind and how we logically approach things. And without the balance of both, it can be very intense. Without the balance of both, and I would say pretty much everybody has an imbalance of both, to be honest, because we're both very much either very much in our feminine or very much in our masculine. So it's just trying to get that balance. And you know, if you're very much in your feminine and you're very overly compassionate or very nurturing or highly sensitive or emotional or vulnerable, that can be to your detriment, because you know, you need the balance of the masculine then to come in to help you to think logically, to help you see where there might be an imbalance or where boundaries of yours might not be being met, and just to help you to make changes and protect yourself, and also to move out of that vulnerable, sensitive space into like maybe your business goals or your drive or ambition, or you know. So yeah, so November's all about also the energetic medicine. So for me, this means this is very much talking about our daily sacred practice. So daily sacred practice, a daily sacred practice that is absolutely non-negotiable. It has to be that maybe for 5 or 10 or 30 minutes or more or less a day that you actually give yourself your daily sacred practice, which can be sitting quietly, maybe with a candle lit, connecting to yourself. You can connect with your spirit guides if you do that type of work. You can have your cacao. It could be meditation. It could be movement. It could be a gratitude daily practice. It could be a daily protective bubble practice to protect your energy. It could be somatic shaking. So it could be a range of many things of this nature. It could be a mix of a few or whatever. And do you know what? I'll do an episode on this, just on daily sacred practices, but that's just a quick overview. And then we have the November energy also being related to releasing control. So that's been a huge one for me this month. Releasing control, and not just control, but also trying to manage expectations has been a big one. So a friend said to me this month that we really shouldn't expect from others what we know we would do for them, because people don't think the same as us. People might not want to help in the ways that we know that we would, and it's really important to just nip that expectation out and just release that, which is obviously really hard. It's not just as easy as that, but it's obviously a practice. But maybe just becoming aware first and foremost of your expectations of other people or your expectations in all aspects of your life. So you could start to identify that by maybe areas in your life or relationships in your life where you're feeling disappointed. Can be a good wee signal to you that there's expectations there that need to be looked at. The motto of November can be live and let live. And it's also said by Yasmin Boland that more lessons are coming our way. So for many of you listening, you might feel the same as me and some of the people that I've been speaking to lately, clients, friends, family. It's kind of like, oh my God, if one more thing happens, I am going to run away, literally run away. even though there's nowhere to run. But yeah, it's just been a massive month of reviewing expectations, looking at the control, balancing the energies, and therefore the need for energetic medicine and daily sacred practice has been so, 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 so needed. And there's been a massive spike. I don't know a lot about it, but the Schumann resonance, so the Earth's frequency, basically there's been a recorded spike lately. And that's all to do with there's a huge collective, we're in a huge collective healing process, like globally, collectively, like the whole earth really at the moment is. So that can look like having fallouts with people, having fallouts with friends, family, inverted commas, losing people. You know, it's kind of like this detox and clear out because it's time to move on and those people or those things don't align with us anymore. So, and that can feel really challenging and it can feel really lonely and it can feel really tough. But it's reviewing all those things and going, you know, okay, this is meant to be coming in for clearing or meant to be coming in for a reason, and just reviewing it and looking at the lessons in it. So at the end of November also there are a few clashes with Saturn, which is telling us to be an adult and be mature, to be responsible, to take responsibility for ourselves. And looking at where, you know, big issues that are happening or relationship breakdowns, you know, just being honest and open to reviewing where you might be the problem in some of those breakdowns or where, you know, things could have gone wrong, and just being open to the fact that, you know, moving away from that blaming and victim mentality. And you know, if someone is giving you a hard time, that it's a time to steer clear and just give yourself some space and to be open-minded. So yeah, and then we'll move on now to the full moon in Gemini. So the full moon in Gemini is tomorrow, 27th of November, tomorrow from my time of recording. And because there are no major alignments with planets as such, Yasmin Boland challenges, could it be straightforward? But then she talks about how if we look closer, Gemini's planet Mercury is a bit messy and can be creating a bit of discomfort with the planet of confusion and deception, which is Neptune. So this can bring heightened emotions. And Mars aligns with the Sun, this full moon in Gemini. Mars is the planet of anger, determination, testosterone, and war. So when I was kind of looking at all this, I thought, wow, you know, considering everything that's going on in the world at the minute, so much war and conflict and fighting and pain. And I just thought that was very relevant that Mars is aligning with the Sun and that's coming up. Angry words can be quite prominent at this time too. So angry words might be said, they might be heard. So just like being careful with your words, being thoughtful and mindful of, you know, what you want to say or how you want to say things. My mummy always used to say to me, think before you speak, Carla, think before you speak. Now that I realize like the importance of the power of your words and self-expression, I had my Akashic Records done by Lee at Soul Self Mastery, and one of my divine gifts is self-expression. So she's always saying to me, you know, be so mindful about how you speak and stuff like that. So just being aware of that at this time and always really. It's said also that if you have a short fuse, up your self-care this week, you know, the week just now, basically in and around this full moon. And just be aware that if you don't, there is a chance that you could flip. You know, it's just like up that daily sacred practice. If you do a daily sacred practice every day for 15 minutes, could you do it for 20 or 30? You know, can you make a walk in nature part of your daily sacred practice? And just really trying to be extra protective of your energy and kind to yourself. And also, we're asked to remember that everything happens for a reason. So, according to Yasmin Boland, the full moon in Gemini keyword. She always like summarizes each moon phase into different keywords. So she says that the full moon in Gemini is the keywords are interesting, confusing, mystical, and angry. So some prompts that are recommended by astrologist Yasmin Boland are the mantra, I forgive myself for not being perfect. So it's kind of like that, looking at the need to disconnect from perfectionism and the need to always be so perfect and to do everything right and to be the best and releasing that and working on releasing that and bringing awareness to it. We can't all be perfect. We can't all do everything right. Even if we do everything perfect and right in our opinion, it's gonna be wrong, to someone else, or imperfect to someone else. So what's the point in trying to be perfect, so in the houses, if we look at the houses, each of the 12 houses are different, and my full moon in Gemini, this is in my ninth house, so this is related to, for me particularly, with my star sign, which is Capricorn. It's related to study, travel, the great cosmic quest, the internet, don't really know what that means, higher learning, religion, and big dreams. So I just want you to be aware that wherever you are, like whatever star sign that you are, it will be in a different house for you, so it'll have a different meaning. So you could get a moon reading done. So if you go to astro.cafeastrology.com/natal, you can download a free astrology birth chart report there. And there's also astrologists that where you can have those done for you. So astrology with Emma, who's been on the podcast a few times, she also does moon readings. So I'll pop her info in the notes too, and you could always book a reading with her directly. So yeah, that is full moon in Gemini. There's probably many other meanings and interpretations and everything out there, but I am bringing my information on it to you. So the next episode will cover the next episode moon related will cover the new moon in Sagittarius, and that will be released in and around or just before the 12th of December of this year, 2023. So just before, because that'll be recorded mid-month, I just thought I'd loop on to the end of this episode, a wee December overview, because we're nearly at the start of December already. So December is a time where we're ready to release 2020, like this year that we're currently in. We're ready to, we're coming to the end of the year. It's a time, and although like, specifically speaking, generally speaking, that's how things are, but if I'm speaking specifically about me, I'm starting to work with the Celtic Wheel calendar, rather than the, chronological, I don't even know what to call it, like working with years, I suppose, because I don't feel that sort of massive drive anymore for like, New Year beginning in January and stuff like that, because with the Celtic Wheel, that's not the new year as such. But astrologically speaking as well, just obviously we're releasing a year and getting prepared for a new year, in some way or another. So it is a time of releasing the year gone by, and it's a time to start to review, maybe what we've achieved this year, what has come up, what we're ready to let go of and move on from, and all the rest of it. And we're also in December moving through a few planetary changes too. So this can bring up like a need for deep healing conversations, or the need to have them conversations that, let's be honest, we don't want to have. People don't really want to have difficult conversations. Some people are a lot more open to having those difficult conversations than others, simply because some of it, that's how some of us heal and create shifts and work on our shit, but other people, that's not really an option for them. But it can be a time where those deep healing conversations do need to be had. It's a time to look at dropping past regrets. When we hold regret, we can also hold on to shame and guilt. So that can bring up a lot of that type of emotion or feeling, and those types of emotions or feelings that are coming up might be a little signal to us just to have us look at our past and have us look at where we might be holding on to regret in our lives and where we could maybe work on releasing that as well. So it's a time for that, and also a time, according to Yasmin Boland, to embrace romance. So that's exciting. Before the new moon in Sagittarius as well, which I'm not covering on this episode, as I've said, but before the new moon in Sagittarius, there's a few other planetary things happening. On the 4th of December, Venus is moving into Scorpio, which is an all or nothing type of energy. It's that superficial won't do it, deep connections and sensual connections only. And then 6th of December, Neptune retrograde ends. Neptune retrograde started on the 30th of June, but it was in its pre-retrograde, like pre-shadow sort of phase from March of this year. So coming up on the 6th of December, it's a really lovely time to look back because it's all related to spiritual connectedness. So it's a lovely time and a prompt for us all to look at over this last year, really, you know, from March, how have things maybe shifted for us spiritually? Where has there been growth? Where are we maybe more connected? And then where can we move forward from here? So I'm gonna end the episode now with a little fire cooling meditation, just specifically for the full moon in Gemini, because as we know, and just a quick recap that, it is linked with Mercury, and it can be a little bit uncomfortable. There can be confusion and deception coming in just with Neptune. There can be heightened emotions. And then with Mars aligning with the Sun during this full moon in Gemini, and Mars being the planet of anger, determination, testosterone, and war, I think it would be nice to end with a cooling the fire meditation, which I want to bring a wee bit more of onto the podcast. So even though Gemini is not a fire sign, Gemini is an air sign. So I would associate that with like the mental headspace and the like that a lot of time spent in the head rather than in the body, for example, and a lot of mental activity, which can be very, very overwhelming. So I'm gonna end with a cooling the fire meditation just to kind of bring a wee bit of cooling to all of that. So when you're ready, just find yourself, and you can pause this now and then come back when you're ready. If you can maybe nip away and find a nice, or you can just close your eyes wherever you are. You might be on the train if you're driving. Obviously, don't close your eyes. You could be out walking, I suppose, as well. Or if you've got a wee quiet space to do this and you really want to sink into it, you could light a wee candle, you could get comfortable, and when you're ready, you're just gonna stand up. And I want you just to take a moment, just close down your eyes, start to really shake out your arms and your legs, shaking your shoulders, sticking out your tongue. Take a big deep breath in and a nice long sticking out your tongue, breathing in, and on the exhale, sticking out your tongue. You can make your exhales as loud and as long as you want them to be. And just a few more breaths, really shaking the body, shaking the belly, shaking the hips, shaking the shoulders, arms and legs, shaking as much as you possibly can, just for the next wee moment or two. You can pause again here and you can just take a wee bit of time to shake and then pause and get your breath back, and then shake and then pause and get your breath back. And then when you're ready, I'm just going to ask you to find a comfortable seat or lie down and begin to settle back with your breath. Close your eyes. Put your hands on your body. Put one hand on the heart space and one hand on your belly. And just take a few moments just to close down the eyes, connect with your breath. Notice the breath as it gently comes all the way in through the nose, this nice cooling breath. A nice long exhale through the mouth, releasing anything that no longer serves you, or releasing anything that you want to mindfully attempt at this point in your life to release. And then I want you just to visualize, if you're not a visual person and you can't visualize or imagine, then begin to feel your body, or see your body in this big orange flame. So like just seeing like this big orange flame, almost like red. It's like a very angry, exhausting, overwhelmingly hot feeling. And I want you just to see yourself standing on a beach. So you're outside, you know that there's cold air around you and there's cold water beside you. So you start to release that feeling of claustrophobic and feeling like trapped in this flame. And you're just going to start to slowly calm the nervous system down just with these deep inhales and exhales. And then when you're ready, I want you to gently start to just visualize or feel yourself walking out of the flame, and the flame just gently dissipating, so gently just going away and looking down towards your body, visualizing or feeling that the skin is quite tender, maybe quite hot, or maybe even sore from being in this hot flame for so long. And then when you're ready, I want you just to really notice the flame completely going out at this point. If the flame is not going out, I'm getting the feeling that there's something that you're not ready to let go of. So I want you to just consciously look over your shoulder or down at your feet and look for any signs in and around you that are coming up to be released. So maybe there's a person in your life standing beside you or behind you who really you don't want to let go, or who doesn't want to go. Or looking down at your feet for a little sign or a symbol. And whatever comes up for you right now, I want you just to gently walk back towards the fire and throw anything into it that needs to be burned away. And you might stand and watch it for a wee moment. And then when you're ready, the fire is going to just burn all of that away. You're going to make your way over to the water and just gently start to walk in, one foot at a time, one leg at a time. And the water's just slowly getting higher and higher up your body the further that you walk in. And then you're just going to take a little swim, dunk your head, feeling almost like this tss of your hot skin going into this cold water. And it feels so free and so liberating. And so just enjoying that for a moment. Looking down at this skin of yours and just visualizing or feeling it just becoming cleansed and brand new. gently just coming out of the water, feeling all this new refreshing skin, and feeling so much lighter and so much cooler. The fire and the heat can bring inflammation into the body, so noticing as well where that might be sitting with you. And when you're ready, just slowly opening your eyes. I'm going to invite you to take your journal, take a pen and a paper or whatever you can get your hands on, and taking a moment to just write out anything that you want to release, anything that you want to let go of. Making a list of anything that you know that you would like to forgive about yourself. Maybe you've been hard on yourself. Affirming to yourself that I forgive myself for not being perfect. And just allowing yourself to notice where in your life or where in your body you're feeling any anger. And every time that happens, just bring in nice cold water and cooling fire meditation energy to it. And you can revisit this anytime. Gently open your eyes, coming back to yourself when you're ready. It's just a very quick little snippet of what some of the work in my one-to-ones can look like. So I'm going to wish you a lovely full moon in Gemini. Hopefully it's not too chaotic. If you would like to reach out and learn any more, please just reach out to me on Instagram. It's all things Carla, or email carla@wildflow.co. I'll pop this all in the notes. I'm available for one-to-one work. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, we can do it online. If you're closer to me, we can do it in person. The one-to-one work involves inner child healing, connection back to your body, present moment awareness. I can bring yoga, and I'll always bring Reiki and stuff into the session as well. It's just, they're intuitive healing sessions, so just really whatever comes up in the session for clearing is where I'll go. And also I teach some classes in Belfast. If you ever wanted to make one, or if you ever can make one, you're welcome to. And I also do my women's moon circles, if that is something that you're interested in too. So thank you so much.